AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Russian President Vladimir Putin wants relations with the U.S. to improve under the new Trump administration. In a four-hour-long news conference, Putin was also sharply critical of Democrats for blaming their loss in November on hackers. And Putin downplayed any concerns stemming from Trump's support for a strengthened U.S. nuclear capability. A routine request for ID papers outside a deserted train station early Friday morning led to the police shootout that killed a fugitive wanted in the deadly Christmas market attack in Berlin. Now the AP's Geir Molson reports investigators are trying to find out how the suspect was able to travel so quickly through Europe following that attack.
French authorities are just refusing to comment on how the Berlin suspect, Anis Amri, apparently crossed into France and was able to leave again for Italy in the face of the international manhunt. France had increased security on its borders with Germany after the Christmas market attack.
At least part of his trip through Europe was by train. There's renewed fighting in eastern Ukraine. At least two Ukrainian troops have been killed and three others have been wounded in the past 24 hours. The first lawsuit has been filed following Oakland's deadly warehouse fire.
The parents of 20-year-old college student Michaela Gregory are suing the owner, the chief tenant, and others because of the deadly fire in the Oakland warehouse known as the Ghost Ship. The lawsuit says Gregory was trapped on the second floor of the building. She was one of 36 people who died in the blaze.
That's the AP's Mike Gracia. The FDA has approved the first treatment for children and adults with spinal muscular atrophy. It's a rare genetic disorder marked by progressive muscle weakness and is the most common genetic cause of deaths in infants. A congressional Republicans are now threatening consequences after the U.N. Security Council voted to condemn Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. This is AP Radio News. Nine managers who were fired by Whole Foods supermarkets for allegedly manipulating a bonus program have filed a class action lawsuit against the grocery chain. The former managers argue Whole Foods engaged in a systematic wage theft at its stores nationwide by not handing out bonuses earned by employees. It was a rough landing for the Minnesota Vikings in Wisconsin. Their plane slid off the runway in snowy conditions Friday. It took a while to get the players off that jet.
The safest place for the players were or is on the airplane, and we wanted to make sure that we, through the best safe or the safest means possible, were able to take them off the airplane.
That's a spokesman for the Appleton Airport speaking on KMSP. A team spokesman says there were no injuries. The Vikings will be playing the Packers on Saturday. Actress Carrie Fisher is in intensive care following a serious medical emergency on a flight. Her brother, Todd Fisher, says she is getting excellent care, but he would not go into any details about her condition. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.